five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. The five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll take you to the waterfront, to the Tenacombe Dock, where Chief Cody and Tim Collins, rookie firemen, stand watching the approach of the new auxiliary fireboat, the Eustace T. Tim is about to meet the skipper of the boat, hard-bitten Captain Juckle. But before they get together, here's something you should know. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go down to the Tenacombe Dock, where Chief Cody and Tim Collins are waiting for the Eustace T, the powerful tugboat which has been refitted to serve as a much-needed auxiliary fireboat. Mr. Tenacombe, proprietor of the Tenacombe Towboat Company, has explained that Captain Juckle, skipper of the Eustace T, is a good sailor, but a rough and ready waterfront character. And when Tim first saw Captain Juckle bringing the Eustace T up to the dock, he marveled.
Oh, good grief, what's that? Look, Chief, that man on the foredeck of the Eustace T.
Yeah, he looks like the whole crew rolled into one.
Yes, sir. I wonder if that's Captain Juckle.
I'd better introduce you, make sure he knows what's expected.
Oh, I don't know about that, Chief.
Huh?
Well, look at him, glaring at us.
Yes, a hard case, Collins. Though Tenacombe says he's the best tugboat captain on the payroll.
A hard case, huh? And it's up to me to get along with him. I think I'd better start from scratch, if you don't mind. Well, I mean...
You mean you don't want me in the way when you bump heads with Juckle. All right, Collins, you have your orders.
Yes, sir.
You're to train Juckle and his crew of three men to work that vessel as an auxiliary fireboat. Now, I'll back you. The whole fire department will back you. But since you prefer it that way, you're on your own.
That's the way I want it, Chief.
All right, then. Well, good luck, boy. I'll leave it to you.
As Chief Cody walks briskly away, Tim Collins makes a quick size-up of the situation. His orders are to train the crew of the Eustace T in basic firefighting skills. But he can teach these men nothing if he cannot win their confidence. And it's plain already that Captain Juckle will resent any stranger aboard his boat. In the midst of a hostile silence, Tim boards the Eustace T and approaches Captain Juckle, who towers above the deckhands Tim is expected to train.
My name is Collins. You're Captain Juckle?
Yep. I'm Captain Juckle.
Yep, he's Captain Juckle. I'm Mr. Luby. I'm first mate.
Oh, glad to know you, Mr. Luby.
The third mate, Scotty, he's down below. He's the engineer. That's where he stays, see? Down below.
Basil!
Yes, sir?
Why ain't you squabbing down the deck? You growed roots or something? Come over. Basil's second mate. Luby!
Yep?
Get to polishing that brake work.
Okay, okay. What's the rush? I want to see what happens to the new guy.
Luby, you want I should massacre you with a new guy looking at?
Okay, okay. I'm going. I was just going to watch.
And now you.
Me?
Who do you think I mean?
Well, now, look here, Captain. Let's get off on the right foot. You know what I'm here for.
Let's hear you tell it.
Oh, well, Chief Cody sent me to show you and your men how to work the Eustace T as a fireboat.
Yeah? Why pick on us?
Your owner, Mr. Tenacombe, picked you. And he picked you and your boat because he says you can do the best job. As for me, I'm not looking for trouble. I'm just following my orders.
Orders, eh? Now listen, Collins.
Yeah, you listen to the captain.
Luby, what are you sticking your beak in for?
Oh, go on, Captain. I want to watch you massacre him.
all right, stick around. Now listen, Collins. I don't take orders from nobody. Unless it's Mr. Tenacombe himself.
Yeah, that's right. And me, I don't take no orders from nobody unless it's Captain Juckle. And Basil, he don't take no orders neither.
Now, you listen yourself, Captain Juckle.
Look, the guy's getting sore. A tough guy, huh, Captain?
Oh, good grief. How'd this get started?
Spouting to me about orders.
I said I'm only following orders. My orders are to report to you and start training your crew.
We don't need no training. We can squirt a hose without no training. And besides, we ain't got no crew.
Nope. All we got is officers. These guys, they've been with me so long, they're all mates. I had to promote them 10 years ago because they know almost as much as me. And there ain't no young kid out of the fire department can train us.
Captain Juckle, I don't want to cause trouble.
You ain't going to cause no trouble, Collins.
A young kid like you. If they had to send somebody aboard my boat, they ought to send somebody that was grown up.
Yeah, go on home and get grown up, Collins.
You're lucky you ain't grown up. If you was, why, I'd massacre you here and now.
Just a minute now, Captain.
You've got a minute to get off my boat. You go tell whoever sent you, okay, okay. We'll take care of any fires in the water, okay? We'll run their fireboat, but we don't need no kid fireman telling us how. And I'll tell Mr. Tenacomb so, too.
If you won't listen to reason,
Luby.
Captain.
Yeah? Bazza.
Yep.
Escort the kid fireman off my boat.
Well, I don't know, Captain.
I'm staying here until I do my job.
He's kind of big for a kid, Captain.
Okay. Okay, then I'll escort him myself. Come along, you, and come quiet.
No, not me.
Come quiet, or you'll get hurt.
I'm sorry. I have my orders.
Hey, that ain't fair.
Out.
Captain, look out.
You gypsum, huh? Okay, Collins, I'll bust you in two.
Oh, yeah? Come on, Captain. Let's see who gets off the boat.
Over the side, Collins.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Hey!
No!
Not me! Well, how do you like that?
All right. You fellas want to swim, too?
Help! Help! Overboard!
How about it, Luby?
Help.
You too, Basil.
No. Take it easy, Collins. Creepers. Nobody never done that before to Captain Juckle. Not never.
You, Juckle. Come on up here and take another dive. You, Luby, can't the man swim?
Him? No, he can't swim a stroke.
Oh, good grief. Why didn't you say so?
Well, you done it so fast. Hey, Basil, a line. Throw the captain a line.
No time for that. I'll get him out.
My coat, shoes.
All right, out of the way.
Hey, look at the kid fireman swim.
Here.
Huh? Yes, the line. Throw him the line, Basil.
Yeah,
the kid's got the captain. All we got to do is haul him in. What do you say, Captain? Have another donut?
No. Give it to Collins.
Oh, thanks, Luby. I'm full up to here.
Now, look, Collins, you want to keep your strength up.
Pipe down, Luby.
Okay, Captain. When do we start this here training?
When Collins says so.
Oh, when you men are ready. You're sure you... Now, don't get me wrong, Captain, but you're sure you don't need to rest up after that exposure?
How about it, Captain? You got trun in? You got pulled out? That stuff can make a guy tired.
Pipe down, Luby. You guys take orders from Collins like it was me. You do what the kid fireman says or I'll massacre the two of you. And don't never get no notion I can't.
And at those words from Captain Juckle, Tim knows that the worst part of his special assignment from Chief Cody is over. He has won his place aboard the fireboat the hard way by fighting it out with Captain Juckle, the huge, heavy-handed, hard-headed skipper of the converted tugboat. And at the day's end, Tim Collins can report to his chief at Fire Department Headquarters.
Well, we're making progress, Chief Cody.
We, Collins? Who's we?
Oh, Captain Juckle, the boys and the crew of the Eustace T. They're catching on fast.
No little problems to iron out?
Oh, no, sir. The boys are as fine a bunch as I... Did I say something funny, sir?
No problems, eh? Collins, I was watching from Tenacomb's office window this morning.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, Tenacomb and I watched that high-diving exhibition.
Oh, well, I... Well, Chief, you said you'd let me handle the captain my own way.
I did. You'll get no interference from me, Collins. Only
what, Chief?
Tenacomb wants to know if you'd be willing to duck a few of these other men overboard. Says would do them good.
I'm sorry, sir. I'll have my hands full with the Eustace T.
Yeah, so I told him. What are your plans?
Well, sir, next I'm going to take the Eustace T on a trial run.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give the boys some practice out on the water.
Can you speed up that training schedule?
If you say so, Chief.
I think you'd better. There's a big increase in shipping and more to come.
Yes, sir, I know, sir. We need protection against fire on the waterfront.
We do, and we may need it much sooner than we think. We want that fireboat ready, Collins. And I'm counting on you to see that we get it.
Well, Chief Cody can't complain that Tim Collins has lost time so far, but there's a big and steadily growing need for the protection of the fireboat along the waterfront. Tim is under orders to put on full speed to complete the training of Captain Jekyll and his men. And like Chief Cody, he has a feeling that the fireboat may be needed sooner than anyone suspects. You'll hear the story of the boat's first fight against the fire in our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, and here's something I want you to know. One of the real troubles every fire department must face is the false alarm. When somebody pulls a false alarm, equipment and men roll to answer the call, and they're out of service when a genuine alarm comes in. Now, because of that false alarm, property and lives are endangered. Time and money are wasted. And all to give somebody the poor satisfaction of playing a foolish practical joke. Now, if you know anybody who likes to play that dangerous game with other people's lives and property, just tell him the truth. Tell him that false alarms are never funny. Well, that's all for now. You'll hear from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go, firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.